I would rate my education very high. I think I got a very well-rounded education. It's not lopsided in any means. I learned as much about the arts as I did the sciences.
The quality of education is one of the main reasons that I also chose the University of Alaska. Being a journalism major, it's very important to me. It's such a competitive field to get hands-on experience, and the size of the campus as well as the community provides a good arena to get that kind of practical experience.
Students come to UAF from a diversity of backgrounds. One student in five is from out of state. Home to the others is Alaska, from its largest cities to the smallest villages. I came from Anchorage to attend the state's oldest university. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working throughout the world on every continent using the skills they've learned at UAF, Alaska's oldest public university. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, usually less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space. Humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the social sciences. Service to rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. UAF's professional schools stress practical application of theoretical concepts in preparing graduates to meet career challenges. School of Engineering undergraduate programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Offered at the graduate level are Arctic and environmental engineering, as well as engineering management. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, geological, petroleum, and mining engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management teaches many aspects of natural resource utilization. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier university. All of the Great Land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above, and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join scientists from around the world on research cruises of the university's own vessel, the Alpha Helix. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated sounding rocket range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAF's five large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a Geophysical Institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen Belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAF has the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes, and there's another 250,000 research items in the collections ranging from maps to videotape. Another invaluable educational resource is the University of Alaska Museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collections.
The real strength of the university is that, unlike many other institutions of higher learning, students are basically taught by professors. Whereas when you go to institutions such as what we call the, quote, major national universities, you'll be taught by graduate students. And I think as a result that students in many of the undergraduate programs can get a very fine degree because they're taught in small classes at appropriate times by very good faculty members who really care about teaching.
The university is a vital part of the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Andy Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, making the campus a cultural center enjoyed by both students and local residents. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC-TV and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with locally and nationally produced programs. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 900 people can enjoy a performance at one time. Fitness is important to many, and campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans enjoy watching the Nanooks compete in Division I hockey, riflery, and skiing. Basketball, swimming, and volleyball compete at the Division II level. Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, residence halls sponsor dances, charity fundraising events, and picnics. The halls intensely compete in more than 20 intramural sports. Residence halls are designed to meet individual needs and wants. Some are designated quiet halls, while others are for older students. Still others are set up as all-male, co-ed, and all-female. The newest residences are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. Tutoring services, financial aid, a woman's center, career counseling, and rural student services offer help to all students.
When I first entered the university, I went through the rural student services, which back then used to be SOS, and got connected with them. And they helped me a lot in the areas of financial aid and housing.
The community has a lot of things to offer for the students. They have community activities along with the school activities. It's close to the downtown area, yet it's not a part of the downtown area. It's secluded by itself on a hill.
Fairbanks and the surrounding country offer much to UAF students. Fairbanks is an active city with some 70,000 in its metropolitan area. Out-of-door activities, both winter and summer, are extremely popular with residents and students alike. From world-class dog racing in the winter to golden days in the summer. There's always something to do in Fairbanks, and university faculty and students are active participants. They join Fairbanks' churches, its social clubs, and organizations. As the economic center of northern Alaska, Fairbanks has many well-stocked stores carrying almost anything imaginable. And yet, within a half-hour drive are hundreds of miles of mountains, streams, rivers, and forests. Modern, urban, and surrounded by wilderness, Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly on America's last frontier.